local news, talk, weather, and traffic. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
We're not done with the hot temps yet, says Dr. Bill. Full details coming up in just a second with his forecast right here on Mobile Mornings. Check the traffic right now. Here's Kane on FM Talk 106.5.
Good morning, everyone, for the SpringHillToyota.com traffic center. We've had a pretty decent start. One accident on the on-ramp at Dolphin Street from southbound 65 without injuries. Also, we've got one at Somerville Street and Good Street, as you've got state troopers working radar out towards Grand Bay Wilma Road and I-10, also near Theodore Dawes and 90. No other wrecks in the roadways. The Alabama Wrestling Alliance has teamed up with the Canes Warrior Kids for a huge childhood cancer fundraiser for young 3-year-old Colin McKinney next Saturday, September 21st at the Bayou LaBatterie Civic Center. For tickets and information, call 467-6623. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The skies will be sunny across the Gulf Coast today with isolated thunderstorms this afternoon. It will be hot with temperatures in the mid-90s. Tonight, mostly clear, lows in the lower 70s. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny with afternoon readings in the lower 90s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Storm season is here, and it's time to review your personal homeowner's coverage. Set a coverage review appointment with the Craig Smith Agency today. Nothing is as important as having the proper coverage when your family needs it. The fully licensed professionals at the Craig Smith Agency will shop several A-rated companies for the best rates to meet your needs and offer plenty of options on your wind deductibles. Call 626-2500 today or visit the new office location at 28623 North Main Street in Daphne.
Democrats debated it last night in Houston. We'll get some of the highlights or lowlights of that coming up in just a second. Also coming up this hour, our buddy Alec Naiman lets us know what's cooking, and we'll get Dr. Bill's weekend weather show. All that straight ahead. Right now, Kelly's got her headlines.
Good Friday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. Two Alabama teenagers arrested in a homicide case in Florida. 17-year-old Kyle Crow was charged with murder, and 15-year-old Tristan Mixon was charged with being an accessory to murder and the death of 18-year-old Larry Hill III. He was a Panama City Beach resident. Both teens are from Dothan. Now, the Panama City Beach Police Department arrested the teenagers and one of their mothers, Karen Crow. She's 49 years old. She's the mother of Kyle. She was arrested and charged by the Dothan Police Department for trying to hinder this investigation. The homicide happened at a Wendy's on Thomas Drive in Panama City Beach on Monday night. Panama City Beach PD investigators, they went to Dothan to interview the two teen suspects. And after those interviews, both teens were arrested and charged with the murder of Hill. Crow and Mixon have been detained by the Dothan Police Department, and they will be held here in Alabama until they're extradited back to Bay County, Florida. A University of South Alabama student allegedly caught on camera committing a crime makes him the second USA student arrested this week on a charge of making a terroristic threat. 21-year-old Jack Christensen was arrested by campus police on Tuesday. Christensen's a Birmingham native. He graduated from Oak Mountain High School in 2016. USA confirms that the incident was brought to their attention to the USAPD by a university employee. Now, details of the nature of the threat, though, have not yet been released. Earlier this week, you may recall USA student Jaleel Hughes, a 21-year-old. He was also arrested and charged with the same crime, but the university confirms the two incidents are not related. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Professional Collision Auto Body Repair Shops provide clear, concise estimates, keep you informed through the repair process, and restore your car to the highest quality standards at a fair market price. Learn more at professional-collision.com. Bringing you this information update.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. The trial for a man charged in a murder dating back 39 years will start on April 13th. On Thursday, Alvin Allen pleaded not guilty to killing 19-year-old Sandra Williams in 1980. She was raped and stabbed to death. Allen remains out of jail on bond, but a judge ordered him to be placed on electronic monitoring. He's only allowed to be at home and his three rental properties and church. The Mobile Police Department says it's struggling to keep quality officers on the force. The department says it's completely exhausted its most recent list of 200 applicants. Only 32 of those met the department's requirements. So far this year, 47 officers have left the department and only 32 new ones were hired. In Okaloosa County, a second arrest has been made following a drive-by shooting near a child's birthday party. Trevone Fitzgerald was arrested for accessory to attempted murder. Deputies say he was driving a car on Miller Street when his passenger, Stephen Cordova, started shooting. One of the bullets hit a 36-year-old man in the leg. Cordova was arrested September 6. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Does a new building with a wind rating of 175 miles per hour appeal to you? That certainly is within our capability. This is Scott Armstrong with Kemco Metal Buildings. For almost 50 years, Kemco has been designing and constructing the highest quality steel buildings for our customers. Whether you need a building for commercial, industrial, agricultural, storage, church, or community use, or if you just want a Kemco building for yourself, please contact us. Kemco will use state-of-the-art software and our many years of experience to help you custom design a metal building that best suits your needs. Check out our website at KemcoBuildings.com or stop by our 40,000 square foot facility on Pollard Road in Daphne. We're big enough to get the job done, yet small enough to give you homegrown service. That is KEMKO 251-626-0594. Our goal is to exceed your expectations.
714 FM Talk 106.5 Mobile Mornings. Dr. Bill's got our weekend weather scale and a look at the tropics coming your way at around 7:35. Right now, we take a look at sports on the plains with Auburn Sports Today, brought to you by Robertsdale Power Equipment. Go say hello to Dwight and the crew over there. I might be doing that today myself. Let's check it out right now.
From the Auburn Sports Network, Alpha Insurance presents Auburn Sports Today. Here's Brad Law.
Plenty of action on campus this weekend, starting tonight as Karen Hoppe's soccer team hosts the first of two weekend matches.
Southern Miss made the conference championship game last year, and they returned just about everybody, and they are going to be very good. And we're good friends with their coach. Coach Mo over there does a great job. And to play Samford on Sunday night, they will be difficult as well. They're picked again to win their conference. They do just about every year, and the program Coach Yelton's built there is one of the best.
Auburn and Southern Miss tonight at 6, more soccer Sunday against Samford. Now this from Alpha Insurance.
At Alpha Insurance, our goal is to be your MVP, providing you with the most valuable protection. That means saving you money on home, car, and life insurance, and providing championship service from a helpful hometown team. Call Alpha for your insurance needs today, and let us show you why we consistently rank among the top insurance companies in the Southeast for customer satisfaction.
Tomorrow is game day for Auburn football. Gus Malzahn's 8th-ranked Tigers welcome Kent State. The head coach likes his defense.
We got veteran guys that they can adjust. You know, they do something early maybe you hadn't seen. They can make adjustments, and the communication is big. And, you know, like I said, the back end, they didn't have any shots. I don't know how many shots they took down the field, but didn't complete one. I know I didn't complete any, but I know there was one that the guy probably dropped. But I like where we're at from a coverage standpoint right now, too.
Kickoff tomorrow is 6 p.m. We have your Tiger Tailgate Show across the network starting at 3. Until Monday, I'm Brad Law for Auburn Sports Today.
Steel, a company built on real power. Tools built for real people. And dealers who deliver real service. Visit Robertsdale Power Equipment to see Steel's full line of lawn and garden products. Steel fuel-powered equipment is the number one selling brand in America. Give your yard cleanup a time-saving upgrade with a hard-working Steel blower. Right now, the BG50 handheld blower is just $139.95. Or try Steel's new Lightning battery system that delivers the power to do more on a single charge. Right now, get the new BGA45 battery-powered blower, only $129.95. Robertsdale Power Equipment is a full-line sales and service dealer for steel products and warranty repair. They employ factory-certified service technicians qualified for every machine Steel makes and more. Why keep rebuying disposable big-box equipment? Upgrade to real quality and long-lasting performance with Steel. Visit Robertsdale Power Equipment, Highway 59 South, right at the split by the Catholic Church, or online at robertsdalepower.com. Real people, steel people.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast home of Auburn football. This is Andy Burcham, the voice of the Auburn Tigers. Join us Saturday when the Tigers meet the Kent State Golden Flashes at Jordan-Hare Stadium. Pre-game broadcast begins at 3 on your home for the Auburn Tigers, FM Talk 106.5.
Brought to you in part by your CBD store of West Mobile with the highest quality natural CBD products. The Alpha Insurance Agents, all for a better life. And Edward Jones Financial Advisors Keith Woodham on Cottage Hill and Carla Stewart in Daphne.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The skies will be sunny across the Gulf Coast today with isolated thunderstorms this afternoon. It will be hot with temperatures in the mid-90s. Tonight, mostly clear, lows in the lower 70s. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny with afternoon readings in the lower 90s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Gun enthusiasts, are you looking for specialty guns you won't find at the big box store? Look no further than Mobile Shooting Center in West Mobile. If you need it, they can get it. With a knowledgeable staff and great customer service, Mobile Shooting Center is the place to go for a wide selection of guns and ammo. Get a complimentary mount and foresight with any gun or scope purchase. Open Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Visit Mobile Shooting Center today, 9170 Airport Boulevard in West Mobile.
Talk with my buddy Sid Sexton from Sexton Lawn and Landscape. And of course, you know his company for doing great work at some of the greatest residential properties in Mobile and Baldwin County. But Sid, y'all do that at commercial properties as well.
Yeah, we really take the principles from our high-end residential maintenance services, and we take those to the commercial setting. High-end customer service. You know, we always have folks there that you can communicate with. We try to communicate very well before and after or during the service. And it's really about the detail work as well. So we take those principles from our residential aspects and bring it to your property at your business. And really, they go hand in hand.
Yeah, that best first impression when somebody comes to your home, you want that same thing for your business.
That's right. You just want it to be looking its best for your customers or your team members.
All right. So if we're calling you about our house or even our business, how do we get in touch with you?
Well, find us on social media, Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter. You can DM us there, or you can look us up online at sextonlandscapes.com.
The enemy is everywhere.
The fight is never ending, and yet you must continue the battle against dirt. Now there's an ally in the war to have a clean home. Sunday afternoon at 3, FM Talk 106.5 will be Talking Dirty with David Lord. Brought to you by A&A Vacuum Mart. You'll get all the ammo you need to win the fight against dirt. Information on vacuum cleaner systems, tips and tools to make your job easier. Join us for Talking Dirty with David Lord, Sunday afternoon at 3 on FM Talk 106.5.
Good morning, everyone. From the Pitts & Sons Towing Recovery Traffic Center, we are seeing some delays there. A new wreck at Greenlot, Leroy Stevens. Still wrapping up one on the ramp, Dolphin Street to southbound 65, and another hit run off of Somerville Street and Good Street. No delays downtown from the tunnels and across the Bayway coming in from the Eastern Shore. The Serpents of Bienville at 754 Government Street in downtown Mobile has the perfect gift for that unique someone. From independent art, books, and clothing to great oddity items. See them at serpentsofbienville.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
720 FM Talk 106.5. Dr. Bill on the way. Surprise. Another hot one today. Yesterday was 97. Felt all of that yesterday afternoon. More hot temps on the way. And a look at the tropics. We'll talk to Doc and get a weekend weather scale about 15 minutes from right now. All right, now, let's check headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Friday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. We have new information this morning and the death of a Nevada man in Gulf Shores. A preliminary autopsy confirms that 38-year-old Russell Millette, he was the man who was shot twice by police, that he in fact died from jumping off a condominium tower and not from gunshot wounds. Authorities say Gulf Shores police stopped Millette on Monday early in the morning after he tried to grab an officer's gun, and that's when he was shot twice. Authorities say Millette then ran to a condominium and jumped from the 8th floor despite his injuries. A preliminary autopsy lists injuries from that fall as a cause of his death. Right now, 3 Gulf Shores police officers are on leave as the investigation continues at this hour. Publix is the latest store to ask their customers to not openly carry a weapon inside their store, saying, quote, Publix respectfully requests that only law enforcement officials openly carry firearms in our stores. Publix now joins a growing list, which includes Walmart and Walgreens and Kroger, some big-name stores who are asking their customers to no longer openly carry firearms. This after the deadly August mass shooting at an El Paso Walmart, which killed 22 people. Publix is based in Florida. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Hi, I'm John McInnes of the Florabama.
And I'm Ike Williams of Ike's Beach Service. We're proud sponsors of the 32nd Alabama Coastal Cleanup on September 21st.
Over the past 31 years, more than 98,000 volunteers have picked up close to 1.7 million pounds of litter during the Alabama Coastal Cleanup.
I know, John, and volunteers have covered 6,000 miles of shoreline during those 31 years. It's amazing.
Ike, we're both blessed to live, work, and raise our families in this place we call paradise, and we all need to work together to preserve it for future generations.
I agree, John, and I can't think of a better way for all of us to do our part than to participate in the 2019 Alabama Coastal Cleanup.
Everybody, make your plans now to join us and thousands of volunteers on September 21st to get the trash out of the splash. For more information, go to alabamacoastalcleanup.com.
Sponsored by Alabama People Against a Littered State, Alabama Department of Conservation and Natural Resources, and this station.
Get all of your lawn and garden questions answered.
When should I water it, night or during the day?
What's going to be the best kind of grass to plant if you're not going to irrigate water?
With Bill Finch and Plain Gardening for the Gulf Coast, Sunday morning from 9 till 11, your personal yard consultant, Bill Finch, will teach you about gardening in our unique corner of the world.
I did not know that.
Press registered gardening columnist and director of the Mobile Botanical Gardens, Bill Finch, and Plain Gardening for the Gulf Coast, Sunday mornings from 9 till 11.
723 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Coming up, staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams, weekend weather scale time, and a look at the tropics. I mean, heck, I think Sunday is the statistical peak of hurricane season, so probably busy in Dr. Bill's office, so we'll get with him here in just a few. Also want to check in with my friend Larry Kirby at LCM. And we got this afternoon, people got Saturday to check out vehicles. People been thinking, okay, it's time to get my next vehicle. Let's talk about inventory, Larry.
We got a great inventory, Sean. We got a tremendous selection of just about everything. You know, we got the cars under $10,000, cars and big trucks under $10,000. We got late model trucks. We got late model cars, low mileage. So we got a great selection of just about everything, including third rows.
Yeah, those are popular after the first month or two of hauling kids to school and then realizing somehow they've gotten bigger over the summer. A lot of people looking for those third rows. They're also looking for your variety and selection on financing.
Yes, we have a tremendous options on financing. You know, we got credit unions, we got banks, we got finance companies, so we got local lenders, we got out-of-state lenders, so we got a way to go with just about everybody.
All right, best thing to do is come see those vehicles, at, whether online or in person. Tell us how to do that.
Come see us at Highway 90 and Plantation Road. Visit us online at lsmotorcars.com. Like us on Facebook or just call us at 375-0068.
Thanks, Larry.
Thanks. Have a good weekend.
You too. Larry Kirby checking in from LCM. 724. Yeah, so last night in Houston, it was the Democrat debate number 3, Trace, right? That was happening last night.
And they've really whittled the numbers down over the last few
days. Yeah, from 126 potential candidates, and now it was just 10, right? During that third Democratic presidential debate, the candidates were asked to address gun laws in the United States following the 2 mass shootings. Start off with Beto O'Rourke, who said, he is going to cut. At least he's saying it, right? He's going to come for your guns.
If it's a weapon that was designed to kill people on a battlefield, if the high-impact, high-velocity round, when it hits your body, shreds everything inside of your body because it was designed to do that so that you would bleed to death on a battlefield and not be able to get up and kill one of our soldiers, when we see that being used against children...
Now, we can go into in the 8 o'clock hour, we can go to a full discussion of the inaccuracies in that, but Dalton pointed out something that's just regular folk talk that made a lot of sense. Other than some subsonic rounds that are used with suppressors, all ammunition, now different speeds, but it's all have high velocity.
Yeah.
That's what makes it go.
Exactly. And I think, you know, your modern American or person that's out there listening to the debate who they are trying to get to vote for them, they hear, oh, this was a high velocity
round.
Exactly.
By definition. Now, some obviously have higher velocities than others, depending on the weight of the bullet, the amount of powder, but they are all high velocity. And also, just side note too, the way weapons like that were designed for war were with full metal jacket casings and all that from the Geneva Convention, were meant to wound, and wound was actually more important because wounding would take three men off the battlefield.
Yeah.
Because you had to have two carry the wounded person, where if somebody was dead, they would keep on fighting. If you had one wounded, then three were out. But we'll talk about that more coming up. Elizabeth Warren chimed in about it as well.
The question we need to ask is, when we've got this much support across the country, 90% of Americans want to see us do, I like registration, want to see us do background checks, want to get assault weapons off the streets, why doesn't it happen? And the answer is corruption, pure and simple. We have a Congress that is beholden to the gun industry.
All right. And there are plenty more takes here. Beto talked about President Trump and called him. Well, I'll let him do it right here.
But we will also call out the fact that we have a white supremacist in the White House, and he poses a mortal threat to people of color all across this country.
So white guy, Beto O'Rourke, but he's saying that he is calling the shot. He is saying President Trump is a white supremacist.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, was there any uncertain term there?
No, not at all. And, you know, last night they weren't afraid to go after the president at all. And we saw in at least one of the other debates where they tried not to mention President Trump. But a couple times last night, Beto and Julian Castro said that Trump was the reason behind the El Paso shootings. Beto said it was directed at our community in large part by the President of the United States. And Julian Castro said, look, a few weeks ago, a shooter drove 10 hours inspired by this president to kill people who look like me and people who look like my family.
Yeah, well, Julian Castro also started attacking Biden.
My problem with Vice President Biden, and Corey pointed this out last time, is every time something good about Barack Obama comes up, he says, oh, I was there. That's me too. And then every time somebody questions part of the administration that we were both part of, he says, well, that was the president. I mean, he wants to take credit for Obama's work, but not have to answer to any questions.
I mean, Vice President Biden, you have,
I don't get that.
You have 45 seconds.
All right, so a little bit of last night's Democrat debate. We'll talk more about this coming up after 8 o'clock, turning up your voice at 343-0106.
This WKRG News 5 update is brought to you by Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. You can buy a safe anywhere, but you can't get this kind of service anywhere. Buy from the folks you trust. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, 471-1137.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. A second South Alabama student arrested this week for making a terrorist threat. Campus police arrested 21-year-old Jack Christensen Wednesday. They didn't give details on the threat. University administrators tell us it was captured on security camera. They say this case has no connection to another student, Jaleel Hughes, who was also arrested this week for making terrorist threats. A man in Northwest Florida learns the hard way about lying to law enforcement. Okaloosa County deputies were checking on a man who was passed out near a bank in Destin. That man gave a false name, Patrick Pearson. He even had an ID and Social Security card, but it turns out Pearson was a wanted fugitive, so deputies arrested the man. The man's real name was Joshua Turner. Now he's facing a charge of using a false name and identification. Police in Escambia County, Florida arrested Jim Beam Collins for indecent exposure. He was also arrested with the same charge in 2010, 2012, 2016, and 2018, and this week. A woman says the 43-year-old lured her to a car where he was fondling himself. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
A few years ago, I decided to buy a Liberty Safe to protect my valuables. I never dreamed that my house would be broken into. What they couldn't break into was my Liberty Safe. I am so thankful I bought the safe. It's worth every penny. I highly recommend Mike Ward's Liberty Safes.
Protect your valuables with a safe from Mike Ward's Liberty Safes and get 12 months no interest financing. I-65 and Moffett Road, look for the giant yellow safe.
Word from Beijing this morning that China will lift some tariffs on American soybeans and pork 2 days after President Trump announced a delay in U.S. penalties on some Chinese imports. The Democratic presidential candidates are going over their debate stage performances.
You know, when I first got into this race, I remember President Trump scoffed and said he'd like to see me making a deal with Xi Jinping. I'd like to see him making a deal with Xi Jinping.
Pete Buttigieg among 10 on stage at the ABC and Univision hosted event. At the GOP retreat in Baltimore, President Trump accused Democrats of running big cities with what he called failed and corrupt rule. At least 10 people have died in a hospital fire in Rio de Janeiro. About 90 patients were rescued. In the college admissions scandal, Oscar winner Felicity Huffman back in court soon for sentencing after pleading guilty to paying someone to inflate her daughter's entrance exam scores. I'm Jan Johnson.
I'm Jennifer Kashinka with Your Money Now. The Trump administration has revoked an Obama-era regulation that shielded many wetlands and streams from pollution. The rule was opposed by developers and farmers who said it hurt economic development and infringed on property rights. Environmental groups are criticizing the administration's action. It's the latest in a series of moves to roll back environmental protections put into place under President Obama. Facebook is trying to improve what it calls news deserts with the expansion of a tool that provides people with local news and information. It's expanding its Today In service to 6,000 cities and towns around the country, up from 400. Washington's daily free commuter newspaper, Express, is shutting down after 16 years. The Washington Post shut down Express yesterday, one day after informing staff of the decision, blaming changing consumer habits. Crude oil down 2 cents at $55.07 a barrel. On Wall Street, futures are higher. That's Your Money Now.
Michigan is one of the best places in the country to do business. But you don't have to take our word for it. Take Evan Lyles, CEO of Roush Enterprises, instead.
For the people that are involved in product development, there couldn't be more unique and exciting opportunities that are really going to shape the future of the world. It's a really exciting time to be in Michigan.
Big things are happening in business here. Find out why by searching Michigan Pure Opportunity.
Stocks are soaring, and construction spending across America has been on the rise. If you've been waiting to build, the time is now. Whether you want to expand your business or you want to build a new garage, call General Steel today. Our metal buildings are custom designed for your needs. For example, a 40 by 60 is a great space for an auto shop or a three-car garage. And if you call General Steel today, it's on sale now for under $25,000. Call 866-95-STEEL. 866-95-STEEL. That's 866-957-8335.
For 20 years, locally owned and operated Pro Tent Window Tinting has been protecting Mobile area homes, businesses, and vehicles from damaging heat and sun rays. Pro Tent specializes in premium installations of thermal and UV reduction ceramic films and offers a no-fault lifetime warranty on all jobs. Blow out your window with a rock while mowing the lawn? It's covered. Angry ex put a golf club through your windshield? It's covered. Pro Tent Window Tinting. Like us on Facebook to check out our work. Call today, 802-1234. That's 802-1234.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
7:35, and good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
Wow. I mean, yesterday afternoon, it's just, I'm over it. I'm ready for some October here, Dr. Bill. This is too hot.
Yeah, 97 yesterday, and that was another record, breaking the old record by 2 degrees. So we could get up there again today. And we're now shaping up for a nice weekend, although still kind of hot. The temperature's well above normal, but the storm system that is now over the Bahamas, which will intensify a bit today and eventually become a tropical storm. It looks like it's going to stay well to the east of us, and we'll be on the dry side. That particular storm system looks like it may even stay just offshore on the east coast of Florida, and then recurve out into the Atlantic off the Georgia and South Carolina coast late this weekend. And so our weather looks fairly good as far as some outside activities, but again, temperatures are going to be way above normal. As for today, I expect sunny skies and mid, possibly upper 90s. There's just a slight chance of a thunderstorm this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear. We'll cool to about 72. And then for the weekend, mostly sunny for Saturday, about 92 or 93 degrees. Sunday, partly cloudy. We could see a few scattered afternoon thunderstorms. High will be in the low 90s. And then next week, Monday, Tuesday, and even Wednesday, we should have plenty of sunshine, just isolated afternoon thunderstorms and high temperatures in the low, possibly getting into the mid-90s. So hot weather will stay with us, but it looks like we're going to keep that tropical system way to the east of us.
Okay, and I'm thinking about those poor people in the Bahamas and that are dealing with this now. And then, of course, you talked about that track for Florida, but this is nowhere near as powerful as Dorian.
Yeah, it's going to be way less than that. At the most, it could build to maybe 60-mile-per-hour winds when it gets near the Florida coast. But right now, it looks like it might sort of graze the east coast around Cape Canaveral before then turning out to sea.
What about elsewhere in the tropics? What are you watching?
Yeah, I've got another tropical system about halfway between Africa and the Caribbean, and it's headed more in a westerly direction toward the Caribbean. It could grow into a tropical storm or hurricane next week. So we'll be watching that for quite a few days.
All right, Dr. Bill, with all that being said, we've got a weekend ahead. We're right here at the cusp of it, so it's time for our semi-recently famous weekend weather scale that lies somewhere between 1 and 2. What do you say?
Well, again, we've got a fairly nice weekend, except for the temperatures, so we kind of knock some points off because of highs well into the 90s. But I'm going to go with a 1 point.
Mm-hmm.
8470.
That's pretty darn good. So if the temperatures weren't Hades hot, we could be flirting, you know, with a lot better. That's better than I thought you'd give it.
Yeah, we'd be up there around the 1.9, even with that slight chance or, well, some widely scattered thunderstorms in the afternoon on Sunday. But, yeah, those temperatures are going to be very, very warm. So if you're going to be outside, be sure to have some water with you because it's going to be kind of tough.
All right, Dr. Bill, we appreciate the update, and we'll check back soon.
Okay, Sean.
Staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams with your forecast and, of course, a man watching the tropics all hurricane season long. 7:38, we'll check traffic next.
My name is Dr. Lou Caponosi, president of the Common Sense Campaign. We are part of the Stop the Toll movement, and now we have a question. Why is Mobile's political leadership not joining us in our fight against the tolls? After the Eastern Shore MPO voted to kill the toll plan, Mobile's mayor Sandy Simpson said,
Governor Ivey asked for more time to find alternatives. Given time, she would have been successful.
So, Mobile's leadership believes that Governor Ivey just needed more time? And why has the city council been AWOL on this issue? This is unacceptable. We all know that Montgomery never wavered from a no-toll, no-bridge approach, even though State Senator Greg Albritton found alternative funds for a scale-back project. Mobile has to step up and oppose ALDOT's tolling plans at the next city council meeting and similarly at the next Mobile MPO meeting in October. Call Mayor Simpson at 251-208-7012 and the City Council at 251-208-7334 and demand that they say no to ALDOT's plans to use tolls in Alabama.
Good morning, everyone. For the Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery, traffic center had an accident I-10 eastbound between Rangeline and I-65, blocking both shoulders. Also, other accidents at Dolphin Street on the ramp of southbound 65, Somerville at Good Street, Highway 90 at Lorica Street, and Leroy Stevens at Greelot, another one at Azalean Village Green in the clearing stages. The South Alabama Jaguars will host the Memphis Tigers tomorrow at 2:30 at Land People Stadium. Still find your tickets online at usajaguars.com or call 461-1USA. Go Jags! And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
7:40, FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings Friday style. That means our buddy Alec Naiman joins us. We'll find out what's cooking in just about 10, 15 minutes. Also turning up your voice next hour at 343-0106. And if you've yet to make your weekend picks on football games, Football Friday with my man Dalton coming up at 8:05. Right now, Kelly's got her headlines.
Good Friday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. We have an update on the man who drank a beer inside of a University of Alabama classroom, which then led to the professor being suspended. According to the Associated Press, the beer-drinking man has been identified as Trevor Napier, and he has apologized. Alabama officials say that Thursday they received an email from him taking blame for what happened and asking the school to reconsider its suspension of marketing instructor Joel Strayer. Earlier this week, we told you that the university suspended Schreyer after a video of the incident was shared on social media. Napier's message said that the stunt was his attempt to boost a career-producing viral video. Napier does not attend the university, but he does call Schreyer, quote, a great teacher. Schreyer, at this hour, has not commented publicly on his suspension. Closer to home, Mobile police right now investigating a robbery at the Budget Inn on the West I-65 service road Wednesday early. Around 3:33 a.m., police were responding to the Budget Inn on a separate call when they learned of the robbery. The victim says that they were walking outside when they passed a male subject who was standing there, and the man then hit the victim in the face with a closed fist and knocked him into a room. The victim then says the subject robbed him and took off on foot. The victim was able to run to the front desk for help as officers were already on scene. Officers searched the area and within minutes made an arrest. They arrested 33-year-old Jared Williams. A motive for what happened has not been released by Mobile police. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
If you love the outdoors along the Great Gulf Coast, then don't miss the Gulf Coast Hunting and Fishing Expo, September 21st and 22nd at the grounds in Mobile. Come out for hunting, fishing, and outdoor products and services, guest speakers, live music, prize giveaways, and celebrity appearances, including Matt Bradley from The Deadliest Catch and Bubba Thompson of the Cowboy Way, Alabama. Hey, bring the kiddos for a meet and greet and photo ops. Learn how to call turkeys or how to shoot like a pro with the pros during campfire chats. On the fishing side, saltwater, freshwater, rivers, lakes, you name it, during Dockside Reports, experienced captains and tournament winners will teach you the tricks of the trade. Bass, red snapper, offshore fishing, all a breeze after these captains fill you in on how to reel them in. Good old family fun and entertainment at the Gulf Coast Hunting and Fishing Expo, September 21st and 22nd at the grounds in Mobile. Weekend pass tickets are just $10 and children under 12 are free. To purchase tickets, find schedule lineups and more, go to gchuntfishexpo.com. That's gchuntfishexpo.com.
This information update brought to you by Forklift Hunter, specializing in forklift repair, maintenance, parts, and sales. If you're not a current Forklift Hunter customer, give us a shot. Once you see the savings, you'll never go back to the dealers. Visit ForkliftHunter.com or call 479-2270.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. The trial for a man charged in a murder dating back 39 years will start on April 13th. On Thursday, Alvin Allen pleaded not guilty to killing 19-year-old Sandra Williams in 1980. She was raped and stabbed to death. Allen remains out of jail on bond, but a judge ordered him to be placed on electronic monitoring. He's only allowed to be at home and his three rental properties and church. The Mobile Police Department says it's struggling to keep quality officers on the force. The department says it's completely exhausted its most recent list of 200 applicants. Only 32 of those met the department's requirements. So far this year, 47 officers have left the department and only 32 new ones were hired. In Okaloosa County, a second arrest has been made following a drive-by shooting near a child's birthday party. Trevone Fitzgerald was arrested for accessory to attempted murder. Deputies say he was driving a car on Miller Street when his passenger, Stephen Cordova, started shooting. One of the bullets hit a 36-year-old man in the leg. Cordova was arrested September 6. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Heard about the health benefits of CBD oil? Questions? Go to CannabamaCBD.com for answers. Plus, a full line of products from Alabama's very first CBD superstore, Cannabama. Changing lives one drop at a time. Buy locally from CannabamaCBD.com today.
The Tampa Bay Buccaneers hold off the Carolina Panthers. Ronald Acuna Jr. breaks a major league record, and I've got your full schedule for this weekend in the SEC. It's 7:45 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. Some Thursday night high school football action last night. UMS Wright scored two first-half touchdowns and beat the Williamson Lions 14-0 at Ladd Peebles Stadium. Bulldogs are now 3-0 this season, and they've won 22 games in a row. That's the longest streak in the entire state. UMS senior running back Simon Smith led the team with 113 yards rushing in the win. In the NFL last night, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers beat the Carolina Panthers 20-14. The Bucs stuffed Panthers running back Christian McCaffrey on fourth down in a half yard from the Tampa Bay 2-yard line to seal the win.
Direct snap. They fake the toss. McCaffrey, depends where they put it. What a play by Hargraves out on the edge, and he did not get it. Tampa Bay
is going to win this game with that defensive stop.
That call from Joe Buck on the NFL Network. Cam Newton had a rough night. He did pass for 324 yards, but only hit on 24 of his 50 passes and failed to get the Panthers into the end zone even once.
I have to be better. No matter what physical condition I'm in, no matter what foot, shoulder, I ain't get the job done tonight, man, and it's frustrating. I wish I could say something other than that, but, you know, that's the facts.
And Cam said all that while wearing a bonnet at the...
It's quite a look. Quite a look he's developing here.
I've seen him compared to Thelma and Louise, and, you know. Fun stuff going on Twitter. You can see the look at Dalton Orwig on my Twitter.
Y'all go check it out, seriously.
Tampa Bay was led by Chris Godwin. He had 121 yards receiving and a score. And former Auburn running back Peyton Barber had a much better week than week one. He ran for 82 yards and a touchdown last night. A couple rookies with Tampa Bay were injured and did not return to the game. Former LSU linebacker Devin White left the game in the first quarter with a knee injury, and former Auburn cornerback Jamel Dean suffered a lower leg injury in the third quarter. In the major leagues last night, the Philadelphia Phillies hit four home runs and defeated the Atlanta Braves 9-5. Atlanta's Ronald Acuna Jr. hit one home run and stole two bases to become the youngest player in major league history to join the 35-35 club. Acuna's home run was his 39th of the year, and he now has 36 stolen bases. He has 14 games remaining this season to become the fifth player in league history to join the exclusive 40-40 club. Washington doubled up Minnesota last night 12-6. The St. Louis Cardinals hit five home runs and beat Colorado 10-3. Yu Darvish struck out 14, and the Chicago Cubs beat San Diego 4-1. The LA Dodgers beat Baltimore 4-2, and Milwaukee finished a four-game sweep over Miami with a 3-2 win. In the American League, the New York Yankees won both games of a doubleheader over the Detroit Tigers 10-4 and 6-4. Oakland took over the top wild card spot in the AL by beating Houston 3-2, and Tampa Bay still holds the second wild card even after losing last night to Texas 6-4. A full game of college football, a full day of college football tomorrow with week three getting started in the NCAA, and a huge game for the South Alabama Jaguars, who are at home at Ladd Peebles Stadium as the Memphis Tigers come to town. That game kicks off at 2:30, with Memphis favored by 19 points. In the SEC, the games get started at 11 a.m. tomorrow morning. Number 3-ranked Georgia will host Arkansas State. Georgia favored by 32.5 points in that game. Also at 11 o'clock, Mississippi State hosts Kansas State. The Bulldogs favored by 7.5, and Tennessee hosts Chattanooga as the Vols look for their first win of the year. At 2:30, the number 2-ranked Alabama Crimson Tide play their first true road game of the year. They're in South Carolina to take on the Gamecocks. Alabama favored by 25.5 points. At 3 o'clock, Ole Miss hosts Southeastern Louisiana, and Arkansas hosts Colorado State. Then at 6 o'clock, the number 8-ranked Auburn Tigers host the Kent State Golden Flashes. Auburn favored by 35.5 points. You can hear that right here on FM Talk 106.5 with pregame beginning at 3 p.m. Other games at 6, number 9-ranked Florida plays at Kentucky, Florida favored by 8.5, and number 16, Texas A&M hosts Lamar. Then at 6:30, number 4, LSU hosts Northwestern State, and Missouri hosts Southeast Missouri State. 10 minutes till 8 on FM Talk 106.5, that's the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, home of the soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. You'll find Butch Cassidy's in Mobile at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
Good morning, everyone. For the Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, still ramping up an action off Dolphin Street. The ramp is southbound 65, Somerville at Good Street, and also another one at Leroy Stevens at Greeline. Looks good downtown from the tunnels across the Bayway, Daphne and Spanish Fort. You're clear. At Spring Hill Toyota at 3062 Government Boulevard in Mobile, you get the all-new 2019 Toyota Camry with 0% financing available or $4,000 in savings. Model 2554. See them at springhilltoyota.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
This information update is brought to you by Bachelor Service Heating and Air, your Daikin Comfort Pro. Call 476-4321. Service worth remembering online at bachelorservice.com. Alabama Certification 17070.
FM Talk 1065, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The skies will be sunny across the Gulf Coast today with isolated thunderstorms this afternoon. It will be hot with temperatures in the mid-90s. Tonight, mostly clear, lows in the lower 70s. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny with afternoon readings in the lower 90s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 1065.
FM Talk 1065, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Keep your heating and cooling system running at peak efficiency with Bachelor Service Energy Savings Agreement. Twice a year, a specially trained Bachelor Service Precision Tune-Up Specialist will clean and inspect your system. Or call Bachelor Service, your Daikin Comfort Pro, and ask about our $79 tune-up special. Bachelor Service, home of the 12-year parts and labor warranty on all Daikin home comfort systems. For peace of mind, BachelorService.com. Certification 17070.
FM Talk 1065 is Mobile and Baldwin County's number one creator of live local content. Listen on air, online, and on demand. FM Talk 1065, turning up your voice.
Oh, wait, two more football talk coming up right after 8 o'clock. Football Friday with Dalton. He's going to help. This week, it's a little more spread out between the opponents. I don't know if there's a big matchup, closely ranked teams.
Well, there's Iowa State. I know a lot of people around here don't care about that one. But in the SEC, Florida, Kentucky's probably the closest we're going to get to a big game.
All right. We'll talk about those and who might win with Dalton coming up in just a little bit. Also, Alec Naiman joins us for What's Cooking. Right now, Kelly's got our headlines.
Good Friday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. Mobile police working on a number of cases to include another robbery call. On Wednesday, September 11th, police responded at noon to the Commonwealth National Bank on St. Stephen's Road in reference to a robbery in progress. Police say a male subject walked into the location and handed the teller a note that said, quote, "This is a bank robbery." The teller activated the alarm. Officers were on scene within minutes. 50-year-old Gabriel Stewart was arrested. And then on Wednesday, September 11th, a little later in the evening at 7:45 p.m., Mobile police attempted to stop a Honda Accord for a traffic violation in the area of Dr. Martin Luther King Avenue at Patton Avenue. The driver refused to stop and sped away. Officers chased the vehicle until it came to a stop at the dead end of Bizzle Avenue. Mobile police say the two men then ran from the vehicle, but after a short foot chase, 23-year-old Terrence Todd and 26-year-old Lamar Henderson were both arrested, and they will be charged with eluding police, attempting to elude police, possession of drug paraphernalia, possession of marijuana in the first, trafficking illegal drugs, carrying a pistol without a permit, and a warrant. On a lighter note, this weekend, you and your family are invited to meet Dr. Stephen Bridge. He is the executive director of the Garden Tomb in Jerusalem, as Jerusalem comes to the port city. Cornerstone Gardens is hosting this event with Dr. Alan Floyd. He is lead pastor at Cottage Hill Baptist Church, and Rector Riggin, who is at St. Paul's Episcopal Church in Mobile. And it's absolutely free, it's family-friendly, and open to the public. So coming up on September 14th from 10 a.m. to 12 noon, you're invited to meet Dr. Bridge at Cornerstone Gardens. And then on Sunday from 4:30 to 5:30 at Cottage Hill Baptist Church and 6 to 7 p.m. at St. Paul's Episcopal Church. For more information, visit Cornerstone Gardens online at Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Hey, thanks, Kelly. 7:54, FM Talk 106.5, and time to find out what's cooking with Alec Naiman. Hey, good morning.
Hey, good morning, buddy. How's it going?
It's going good, and you said you're going to talk about anti-pasta tossed salad. Is this for the people that are against noodles? What is this?
You know, you got to be anti-against something. I don't know what to tell you, you know.
So it's anti-pasta. What is anti-pasta? What, I mean, is that still pasta?
Well, no, believe it or not, I don't use any pasta in this salad. I actually use some green leaves to go along with all the vegetables, you know, like zucchini and cauliflower and all that kind of good stuff. Let me tell you about it. Let me tell you what it is.
Lay it on us.
All right, I'll tell you about this antipasto tossed salad, I like to call it. Well, I get me some zucchini and I slice it really, really thin, you know, and then I get some cauliflower and I break it up into little bitty florets, you know, with my hands. And then, you know, I chop me up some green onions and I get me some romaine and I tear it up with my hands, you know. And I get some tomatoes and I cut them up into like little wedges and slice me up some mushrooms really, really thin. And then I get me some salami and some pepperoni and some pastrami. And I julienne them up pretty good. And then I get some stuff like a provolone cheese, and I julienne it, you know. And then I get some ripe olives and some Parmesan cheese and some sun-dried tomatoes, you know. And then I take a little bit of red bell pepper and yellow bell pepper and julienne it up. I mean, it's got everything, including the kitchen sink, okay? I mean, the only thing I left out was the dog food bowl, okay? That's the only thing I left out. Then I make me a little dressing using like red wine vinegar and olive oil and a little bit of splash of balsamic vinegar. Or if you're lazy and you don't want to make your own little dressing, you just get you a jar of Italian dressing, because this is kind of one of those Italian dishes.
Okay.
Antipasto toss salad. You know?
I like it. It's got a lot here, and the recipe you've got with us makes 16 servings. That's good, because I got a salad-eating family at my house. So.
Well, this is my football recipe. See, they say... Hey, everybody bring something. So I bring this. This is what I bring to the table. You know what I'm saying?
You know, even better is me stopping by your place and getting a big bowl of this to take to the football party.
Man, I can do that for you now. I mean, that's what we really do. You know, hey, all you got to do is call me, my friend, at 473-3900. Maybe you can look me up on the web at nameiscatering.com. Hey, I like it when you like me on Facebook. I got Instagram, too, now, you know.
Wow.
I'm uptown. I'm young, or whatever you call it. I ain't going to really say I'm young, but I'm almost young, you know.
At heart.
Anyhow.
All right.
I'm younger than my dad, let me put it that way.
That's basically, yeah, okay, I'm following you. Now, let's do this. People want to contact you, but once again, they online best, and if they wanted to get something for a weekend event, is that something that, I know you want it to be early as possible, but, like, when's the cutoff date, really, when people want to get something for a Saturday party?
Well, I mean, you can call me today. Call me early, though. If you call me tonight, you know, you might have to wait a little while to pick up. Like, you might not have no food for the game, but you can eat after the game. Now, call me, 473-3900. We don't mind. Anything you want to pick up, I can put together overnight.
Unless I
got to go out and kill it, catch it, slaughter it, and all that kind of stuff. So give me a little chance to do all that. You know?
Alec, as always, we appreciate it. Have a great weekend.
Hey, man, y'all too, and go Jack!
Alec Naiman, what's cooking? Now you know. Or what's being prepared with salad. It's cooking, prepared. It's almost the same. Hour number 3 of Mobile Mornings on the way next. Y'all stay close.